हरिः ॐ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so now we've made the point that the Supreme Lord is one, he has no rival, and because he is limitless, he has all powers, even though he remains beyond the touch of the modes of nature. So, no one is equal to him, no one is above him, and he's limited, he has all powers, so therefore he's entered everything, everything functions by him, but he is unaffected by it, right? Because he never identifies with it. Does that make sense? He's not dependent upon it. So that's what makes him independent. Okay, so then various verses that are given in support. Okay. Narada Pancharatra, it is said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the world of matter, who is the supreme object of worship, whose desires are all fulfilled, and whom all living entities yearn to obtain, is described in the Pancharatras. Okay. Okay, so everybody's actually trying to, so Pancharatra's mentioning here is that everybody's connected to the Lord, everyone's trying to obtain the Lord. Unfortunately, they'll know that, that's why it's illusion. Because the living entity, their nature is to be in contact with the Lord and interacting with Him. But since they have decided they don't want to do that, therefore, in a hidden way, it's going on. Because if you can't be some other way, it's still functioning in the same fashion. Right? There's no such thing as the living entity not being in contact with the Lord and not being dependent upon the Lord. So the material world is designed in such a way, it doesn't look like Krishna's here. But he is. Like that. That's the thing. So it's still the same principle. So everyone is still trying to obtain Krishna, but they're just trying to obtain him through these different qualities, right? It means, in other words, the person is jumping off, you know, the side of the what do you call it, the bridge on his, you know, bungee cord, for what? To just bungee dive? No, because there's some excitement or some thrill or some, you know, some experience he's going to get from this. If he doesn't get that from it, that's not what he's going to do. Right? So actually what he's trying to obtain is that quality of excitement or something. That's Krishna. So every living entity is only looking for Krishna. Right? Someone wants money, they work very hard, they do big work. They get lots of, so that gives them what? For what? Is it the money? Or is it what the experience they gain from having that money? The prestige, the power, the ability to do what you want, whatever it is that creates for them the security, that's what they're looking for. If it doesn't give them that, they don't do it. As soon as bungee diving doesn't give them that excitement, he'll stop doing it. Right? He'll take up something else that he thinks will give that to him. You know, like that. Playing mahjong or something, you know what they say. Does that make sense? So every living entity is looking for Krishna, right? But they make the mistake thinking that they have found it in the external manifestation, right? In one sense, it is correct, because the Lord and His energies are non-different. So then the Lord's potency then manifests that quality, you know, I mean, manifest the forms through which that quality can be experienced. Does that make sense? So therefore, in this, then the Lord is that quality of, let's say, excitement. So then the form of it has been manifested as, you know, the bungee cord and the, you know, the ropes to tie it onto your feet and, you know, something to connect it to whatever it should be connected to, and the situation in which it can happen, right? So that's been manifested as that. So now that quality of Krishna is being served by these external forms. So that's between Krishna and his potency. So there you're dealing with, does that make sense? But the problem is the living entity doesn't understand this. So then instead of dealing with yoga maya, he's dealing with mahamaya, right? But the energies themselves are serving Krishna in their own natural way. Does that make sense? So the service is going on. It's on a very small, small little level, a very small spark. But in any case, it's going on in the same fashion. Because over here, spark's all it takes. Right? You have to remember, Mahavishnu is there, he breathes out. When he breathes out, then all these little, you know, they come out of his pores, they're that small, the universes. Right? And then that thing, the size of that, so small, then you take that and whatever's the size of the universe inside, the layers, you know, there's I think 7 layers, each one 10 times thicker than the last. So that means the actual area of empty area in the universe is very small. That's filled up with half with water, so then that's again half that size. Then you have 14 planetary systems, so it's divided by 14. Then we're on one of those planetary systems, that's divided by 7, right? And so we're on one of that, and then that has its own sides, we're on one of those sides. So it's getting pretty small, right? So therefore, a spark down here looks pretty big. Right? So a spark of Krishna's splendor looks like a lot here. So therefore, these energies, they're going on in the natural form. That's just Krishna and his energies interacting. But the living entity, he comes into this, and in his own way, he is serving the attainment of that experience, right? The excitement, he is serving by taking part, being part of the field of activities in which excitement can be experienced. But the living entity is not generating that or generating the forms. The forms are already there. Then you go, oh, that looks interesting, right? He doesn't create it. It's already there. Does that make sense? Or I'd like to eat something, or I feel tired, or let's go for a walk, or, you know, let's go do something else. But all those things are already created. They're already there. And he chooses that. So he takes part in this. So he's actually then assisting in the form of it in serving the quality. Right? But the mistake, that's what's actually going on. The mistake is he thinks, I am the Lord, I am the enjoyer of this form. So what is he trying to enjoy? Lakshmi, without Narayan. Therefore, that's the problem. Does that make sense? How that works? So everybody is trying to obtain Krishna. They just don't know it. So that's why it's whatever it is that someone is inspiring or exciting. If they understand that's connected to Krishna, then they start to understand that Krishna is actually the one. Then naturally, why deal with a spark? You know what I'm saying? When Krishna as Bhagavan is available, why would one be happy with a little spark in Brahman? Does that make sense? So naturally, one's going to move forward. Right? If you have nothing to compare it to, like the kid out in the backyard eating mud, you know, it seems pretty good. But then when you compare that to something nice to eat, then you take the food. The dirt's not going to, you know, you might try once or more, twice, just to see, well, I ate the dirt, and to me it was exciting, it was great, you know, like that. But now my mom's giving me this to eat, and I eat that, that's really great. So now, at the beginning, you might think they're equal, but then if you taste the mud, then you'll see, well, actually, it's not equal. And then one gives up the mark for, that's what it says, by tasting a higher taste, you give it the lower. So when you understand that that taste that you have for something is actually coming from somewhere else, you know, why would you deal with where you are? You know what I'm saying? You would go to source, right? That's the whole thing in everything. It means a restaurant is making this particular preparation. They sell it to some, you know, distributors who have some outlet, then who distribute that out to some other retailers and all that. So where is it going to taste better? Buying it from the retailer or buying it from the source? Right? Or you're buying an item, it's been, you know, manufactured somewhere, then that's bought by wholesalers who give it to distributors who then finally go to the retailers. Now where's it going to be cheaper? The retailers or at the manufacturers? You know what I'm saying? So like this and everything, the it's always going to be better when it close to the source. So that's why then Krishna, then being the origin of all things, then is always going to be the rasa or experience of rasa with him is always going to be greater than anything farther down the line. Does that make sense? So that's Lord Chaitanya's offering, that we can worship Braja Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna and Vaikuntha and Dwarka, that's always been available. But now this is special. This is being given available. Right? So then naturally one goes there. Right? So it's just in the same way. One might think, well, why give it up just because of that? But now let us say you come into the thing. You're buying something. You want to buy an item, and you think, oh, this is great. This is what I've always been thinking about. But when you get there, the guy behind the counter, you know, says that, well, that's there, but now we have some better model. Something newer, more features and everything. Like that, then are you going to be interested in your old model? No, immediately. No, that's no good anymore. Now you want. You know what I'm saying? So you have an idea that I'm getting all my happiness out of this particular manifestation, but actually what I'm trying to get from it is this quality. Like that. But that quality originates in somebody, in a person. And that quality could be manifest in a much greater degree in the past times of that person. So why would I be happy with my little bungee cord? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? We do it anyway, every day. You know what I'm saying? The only difference is faith, that's all. That's what makes the difference. Yes? Yes, we're trying to be the one who's tasting, but we're not in the position of tasting. You know, we're in the position of serving. No, it appears we're tasting. You know what I'm saying? But that's the whole thing. It's not. We experience, just like if you are assisting someone else in an activity, you will experience the activity. But you're still not the controller of that environment. You're still the assistant, right? But what it is you think you're not the assistant. The ponderousness of your head is getting the better of you or something. Because ponderous can also, just means heavy. There's some effect of the class that it increases the ponderousness of his head. So it becomes very difficult to hold up. You know, I mean, so everyone should understand that this task is very difficult, therefore it requires sometimes one, maybe even two hands, depending upon the ponderous nature of the head. No? Yes. Okay. You had asked a question, and we got distracted by the esoterics of the heavy head. Okay, yeah, the injunction, see, what's happening is we're still assisting, because what is happening here is the quality of excitement is actually what's being served, right? Excitement is the quality. That's being then served by a form by which it can be tasted, right? And then the living entity then is the one that puts it all together and makes it happen. They perform the activity, right, by which excitement is then served. But because they're in that process, so naturally they will taste some of the excitement, because the subject, the object, and the instrument are going to be involved. But so the taste will be similar, if not greater. But the difference is that there is a difference in the perspective of the subject, the object, and the instrument. But notice that the instrument is connected with the verb, right? Because the instrument is what is carrying the verb. So the living entity is the one that's carrying the activity. You understand? So it's the whole idea is the spoon, you know, in the cooking process thinks it's doing everything, or it is the lord of the subji, because it gets there, it pushes the subji around, and, you know, protects it from getting, you know, stuck on the bottom and all that. But it only happens because other things are pushing it.
And as the instrument, straight away you become detached, because there's no responsibility and no anxiety, because you are just the instrument.
Yes. But that detachment doesn't mean that there's the indifference, or it means that you don't perform the action. That's why always these caveats are given, because by the impersonal nature or by the voidist natures, that when these things are given up, or when the mind and the senses are separated, or the mind and the sense objects are separated, then the tendency is then you become God or you become nothing. So if there's nothing, there's nothing to do. And if you're God, then you're already in control, someone else should do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difficulty.
It's like sometimes you're shown to get you out of an impersonal tendency and start with a projection, you're shown things, and then if you give you some intelligence, you can then transform.
Transform, yes. Yeah. That's transform. Vivartavad, this is. No, Parinamavad. Vivartavad is it's illusion. Yeah, you understand? In other words, the processes are always the same. Whether you're applying it, you know, to brushing your teeth, or you're applying it to anything else, it's always going to be the same method, same nature of things. The formulas are always the same. All it is the scenario changes to such a degree that we don't see the connection.
Because the result, we become so involved in the result.
Yeah, because we think we are the situation, so we can't see that it's a different situation. So what we miss out on is this element of that we're just assisting in it. Because it looks like we're doing it.
And there's so much more sweetness in this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So one could say, okay, then in this, then I'm not wrong in that I am being the servant, I'm being the instrument for the excitement being generated from this bungee dive. But then the point comes down to is, who asked you to, you know, serve Krishna in this way? Under whose authority? You know what I'm saying? And how are you the one that's, you know, bringing out the most in the, you know, the element of excitement? How do you know someone else isn't actually becoming more excited by this? You know what I'm saying? So how is it you can consider that, you know what I'm saying, that you're really doing service?
Yes,
so then therefore you should do something else to generate it, or you have to become humble. Right, and then because the point is, if you're proud, then the quality becomes ruined. Your service becomes ruined, because then if you're proud, then excitement doesn't come. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, the whole thing falls apart. So it's still the same thing. Unless you're humble, unless you're tolerant, unless you respect others, don't look for any respect, it still won't work. That's what it is whoever is very good at something, these are the qualities that they have in it. But they don't know how to explain this, so they just say, let it flow, let it happen, let it come to you, become one with it. They have all kinds of nice, depending upon the what is the form. You know, in other words, in acting they'll say one thing, in martial arts they'll say another, you know, in driving or, you know, racing they'll say another. You know, so each one will have their different, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the physicist, you know, he'll be in the shower taking a shower, you know, and then he'll get realization because he wasn't, you know, trying to control it. You know, so then it just came, you know, so then you understand is you're still not in control. If you're doing everything right, then the power can come through you, because what's happening is you're under the influence of Yogamaya or Mahamaya are taking part as an instrument. Because Krishna's there as that whatever it is, that quality you're trying to obtain, the form of it then has been arranged by Krishna's potency. And the actual potency of it that makes it all work is still also coming from his potency. Like that. All you are is the instrument in the middle connected with the activity.
And this is how the texts get harder and harder.
Yeah. So you have all, it means, in other words, three out of four are already in place. Now you see yourself as servant, then it works that way. You know, with the proper qualities. You don't, you see yourself as master, that's illusion. You see yourself as servant, then it's not illusion.
So everything Krishna is giving, whatever text might come, is that illusion, that real mood of servant from inside, seeing it, from the mood of servant, then the pride doesn't come, the controller doesn't come, the enjoyer, even the, like you say, even if there's some manifestation of some qualities experienced, still by always.
Yeah, okay. Because therefore, if that's there, Gankirtaniya Sadahari, then you can see the Lord in everything. Right? Otherwise, you can't see the Lord. Because you know, it'll be always an illusion.
But it's not that we throw it, because sometimes it can seem like we want to throw out something.
We want to throw out because of the impersonalism or avoidism.
Yeah.
You only throw out what's recommended, because the point is here is Krishna and his energies interacting. They're already doing that anyway. Right? The primary creation has been made. That's actually what's going on here. The secondary creation is a further grosser manifestation that's in line with the primary creation, you know, to affect that interaction. Right? Because this is the medium through which that form of Brahman is happening. I take it not much translation is going on back there. I think we... No, I'm just saying, I think we kind of went over, over people's heads. No, it's fine, because the others here don't understand. We've been discussing this. So the idea is that energy, it means it's all happening. So it's just a grosser manifestation. It's just going on. So it's Krishna's energies are interacting with him and all that. So that is his material pastime. His material pastime is not us. We are involved in it. We can be involved in the pastime, because otherwise we think, "Oh, Krishna, I am the past." That's what the Mayavadis are saying. You know, because they're saying they are God, but it's not. They are simply the instrument.
Yeah. So the more of an instrument we can be, the more of a transparent medium we can be, the more pleasing it is to Krishna.
Yes. And then also it'll be what's thrown out is then according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, because this quality is there, it's being served in it can be served in so many unlimited forms, right? Krishna is there, one Krishna, but he's interacting with hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis in the Rasa dance. So that means there's so many unlimited forms that can be there serving that same quality, right? You know, somebody is excited, you know, when they open the refrigerator and there's a bowl of Jell-O there or something, you know, so then, very enthusiastic. So it can be anything can create it. So it's just a matter of that's what's going on, and that's...
Hence why we call it Vedic culture, then we straightway bring it, like, what is...
Yeah, then it becomes sattvic, it becomes then you can bring it into the realm of actually it's favorable service. That's why Rupa Goswami says that it must be about Krishna, but favorable. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise Kamsa is thinking of Krishna 24/7, which is a recommendation of the Bhagavad Gita, but it's not favorable. So the bungee diving is not favorable to Krishna. You're seeing Krishna in it. You're seeing, you know, what is the form, what is the masculine, feminine principles, what's the Lakshmi Narayan aspects of it, what, how we are the servant, and all that. But how is that favorable to Krishna? Because the only reason you're doing it is for your own experience. You're not doing it for Krishna's happiness. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, it's in connection with Krishna, you're technically Krishna conscious, but it's not favorable. Therefore, it's given up for a situation of excitement that is recommended, because Krishna wants to interact based on those. He's unlimited, but the point is being unlimited and being the source of everything, you have the first option to deal with the best. Right? In other words, you manufacture, let's say you're a manufacturer of perfumes. So from the cheapest, you know, stuff up to the most expensive thing. So what are you going to use? The best. You're not going to use the cheap stuff. You're going to use the best stuff. So Krishna's created everything. So the best of everything is there. And if not, then there's the next best, down to a point. After that, it leaves the human realm and goes into the animal realm. But if one is acting as an animal, one starts there. Because one connects it to Krishna, what one very quickly will see is this is not human. Right? And it brings it to there. And even if it's human, still it's not necessarily favorable to Krishna. I'm doing it for myself. So then from Sakam it comes to Nishkam. You know what I'm saying? So the Sakam may go from sinful activities, you know, in the beginning of connected to Krishna, then to pious activities that are connected. Because Krishna recommends the pious, because that's what he deals with. He's not interested in the sinful. But at least it's connected. That brings one to the pious. But then even that must come from Sakam to Naishkam. Does that make sense? So then, therefore, there's not a problem. Because otherwise someone will say, oh, well, this is not proper. But the point is you're going to do it anyway, and it's still not proper. So doing it without seeing Krishna in it is more proper than seeing Krishna in it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, because if I see Krishna as Krishna conscious, it has to be favorable to Krishna, but I'm not doing it favorable to Krishna, therefore it's better to me to see it in illusion. Krishna, no, but Krishna's saying, he's everything, whatever you're looking for, it's still him. It's an illusion to think it's someone else or something else. So you see it in connection with him, seeing it like that, then you'll start to see, this is stupid. Because it's for me, it's not for Krishna. Then that will give you the impetus to give it up. Because otherwise it's something special and unique. And that, but Krishna is what's special. If it's special and unique, it's because it's Krishna. Not the thing, but what you're looking for in it. But you've chosen this medium to be the medium for tasting that quality of Krishna. You know, there's some people that say, bungee dive, oh, it's great, it was so exciting. This, they'll just go, you're crazy, I would never do that. So for them, it's not a way they want to see Krishna. They'll say exciting is, you know, going to the opera, you know, like that. So then the other guy says, opera, you gotta be crazy. You know, so it's just going to be, you know what I'm saying? So in other words, each one is thinking that they're unique and special, right? Which is a feminine need, right? So the jiva being feminine has to feel like that. And so then they do that, but they're still worshiping the same Krishna through the same, you know, potency. Like that. But they don't know this. And they think that my worship is special. No, my worship is special. Right? That's why, therefore, you focus on what is your worship and don't worry that your worship's better than someone else's.
Yeah, because if you try and take it higher than where you're at, then you'll be actually negating some things. You can endeavor, but, you know, like sometimes...
Yeah, because there isn't something higher. It's not that now you can, you know, refine and develop the Krishna consciousness of bungee diving. No, it's just that Krishna's there, the energy, and you're taking part in. You can focus more, you can be more involved, and you can do it, tie the things on better so you don't fall off. These things, but there's a limit to it. Because you're dealing with the limited energy. So there's a limit to it, and it's not what's being given to us in Shastra. You know, other than the sense is dealing with the sense objects and the rules on that. So you're dealing, therefore, down on the level of Kama Shastra. So the point is Kama Shastra doesn't really have much meaning unless it's based on the Dharma Shastra. You know what I'm saying? With the proper balance of Artha. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, is that I am servant of Krishna, I'm associated to, so then how is this in connection with my service to Krishna? You know what I'm saying? So that way it has to do. You can say, okay, it's the way I relax. Okay, if you get relaxed by doing this, okay. So other people would be quite tense. But if you relax, okay, great. But then it has to be seen that that's the limit of it. But the point is it has a higher purpose, that to make the other service go nicely. Then by that, then one is purified, and one might find then afterwards that's not the way you would call what you'd call relaxing. You know what I'm saying? Because before you find it's really nice, you know, you're sitting outside, you've been at school, you know, the teachers have been a trip, you know, the other guys have been a trip and this and that. You come home, you put on some, you know, some of this death metal music, and then you think, ah, nice, so relaxed, so great, you know, not like that. But then you become a devotee, and afterwards then you listen to this, you find all it does is take your life airs and mess them up. You know, so then you might find that it's not so inspiring once you've tasted something higher. You know what I'm saying? So the natural purification process is going on. So because most living entities are easily distracted, and because the living entity becomes attached to whatever he deals with, Krishna therefore recommends that you just go straight to what's recommended by the Shastra. All of his recommendations, none of it's outside the Shastra. First, just surrender unto me. Instantly, right? Become a pure unalloyed devotee this nanosecond. That's the first one, recommended by Shastra. You can't do that, then follow the rules and regulations of Pancharatra, recommended by Shastra. You can't do that, work for me. So now you're dealing with the other Shastras rather than the transcendent, the Paravidya, you're dealing with Aparavidya. So now you're dealing with whatever it is, other Shastras that you're dealing with. You know, so various Vedic literatures that are going to deal with your particular attachment. But you're doing it from Naishkarmya, right? But you're still doing, so Daiva Varnashram, but you're still dealing within the Vedic realm. Then if you can't do that, then Sakam, do it for yourself, but give the result to me. So it's still within the realm of Shastra. If you can't do that, be a nice, pious guy that opens hospitals and gives in charity and, you know, does all those nice things recommended by Shastra. You know what I'm saying? You know, so even if it drops from that into outside of that, still you're doing all the things that everyone would call nice. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody can recognize this is nice, it's better. So you're dealing with, you know, higher ends of you know, pranamoy. You know, so you've dropped out of Dharma into Artha, but at least you're using the higher ends of it. You know? You know what I'm saying? They're like that. And that, you know. And then if you can't do that, then you can be, you know, an impersonalist. You know, if you just can't relate with rasa and other people, then, okay, then be a good impersonalist. You know what I'm saying? So his recommendation is always what's in the Shastra, and therefore, and also what's, at least, but, you know, what's good. Because those things then are nice to relate. That's where nice relationships happen, not on weirdo stuff. You know? Yes?
Before you mentioned that living entity may experience and taste the equal or greater than the instrument may experience and taste the equal or greater than the object.
Yes.
But also that the closer to the source, the greater the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the instrument can be closer to the subject than the object?
Is the instrument closer to the subject than the object? In the relationship, no. But maybe physically, yes. But it's not so much the physical closeness as the relationship closeness. Because physical closeness doesn't necessarily mean anything. Physical closeness may be... expedient for achieving or performance of the activity well to get proper result. But it doesn't, but the experience is based on relationship. That's why even if you do everything right, technically, it still doesn't necessarily mean that your relation, the experience gain will be good. Because that's dependent upon how you perceive yourself in the relationship and how you act in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Even you have everything there nicely, you jump off the bridge, but if you're thinking of something else, oh, did I leave the cookies in the oven? Then you're not going to notice the jump. You know what I'm saying? So your relationship with that jump wasn't there, even though technically it was. So that's why you have the two forms. You have the vaidhi, you have the form of it that's necessary, but then there's the element of rag, which is the actual relationship that's there. You know what I'm saying? So by vaidhi, you can also deal with the relationship properly and deal with all the elements properly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that will give a lower taste than if it's spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? So that's always there. One is that the form wants to be there. Then the form's not there, so therefore one is encouraged that the form is there. Then you make the form there, and then everybody's very happy. Then you get into this habit and very, you know, mechanically establish that form every time, and then you wonder why everybody's interest in it is waning. Because there's no, the relationship actually is not there. You know what I'm saying? The whole mood, the whole attention is not there. And so then you get told, this is boring, and it's kind of like, well, hey, you know, you guys said we should do this, you know, or you guys wanted this, but it was like they wanted it as a medium for tasting that taste, not just as the medium itself is not what's important. So there's a non-difference between, just like there's a non-difference between Krishna and his energy, there's a non-difference between the quality and the form of it that is manifest through. But at the same time, there is a difference. Krishna has expanded as anything, but at the same time, he's separate. So that always has to be seen, is that therefore is that the form of it is important because the form will generate the quality. But the point is to generate the quality. So if you have the form, it doesn't generate the quality, means there's something wrong in either the form or the way you're dealing with the form. You know, in other words, it's not part of the actual full equation. You're just thinking by manifesting properly the form, everything's done. No, Abhideya is part of Sambandha and Prayojana. So just because you've performed the Abhideya, it doesn't mean there's going to be any taste, because Sambandha and Prayojana means you have the external form is manifest in Sambandha, it's the field of activities, but then you have to operate it. Right? But there has to be the interest in that, and there has to be that taste in having achieved it. So if you simply see the field, it's all right, so the Sankarshan is there, then go into Abhideya and that's it. Then without Prajumna and Aniruddha, there'll be no taste. So therefore, no one's going to take anything away with them. Right? And afterwards, they'll say it was nothing special. And then you wonder why. It was the most excellent performance of that activity with the most excellent of ingredients that's ever been done. But the point is the relationship is what you're trying to establish. You're trying to express. So that's been missed. Does that make sense? So that's it. Right. Yes.
Is Maya using us acting for Krishna, or is Krishna using us acting
for Krishna? Krishna's independent, so he doesn't have to do anything. He's served by his energies. As they approach him, he responds. Because he's Atmarama. So as they approach him, then he responds. They approach him as, you know, as his mother, he responds as the son. As a friend, he responds as a friend, as a lover, like that. So it's not that Krishna is using us. He has no need for little petty things going on here for his pleasure. The point is that since we're here, it works on the same formula. It is his energy, so his energy is serving him. You know what I'm saying? The external energy is serving him. Right? It's a question, a comment? Can we finish this one? So then that's going on, but the living entity is inspired being here that they want to control and enjoy this. So they say, I want to take part in this. Right? But they don't understand that they're not the controller and enjoyer of it. So having made that mistake, they think they are the controller and enjoyer. But still, they're just the instrument. Qualities are there, the energy's there, that's going on. Then we see that and take part. Oh, I want to take part. The ride is already going on. The carousel's going around. And we think, oh, I want to get on that. You know, and then they think they're making the carousel go around. Or they are the excitement of the carousel. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. Krishna has nothing to gain from here. Like that. And his energy is already serving him because they're serving in the transcendental form. You know what I'm saying? So their taste is going on. So we're just getting involved on our level. You know? We're seeing his material nature, so therefore it means the results we're getting from it are material nature. You know what I'm saying? But the devotees are taking mundane flowers, offering to Krishna, and getting a spiritual result. How is that? Right? Because the energy, the Supa Shakti, is spiritual. But she can manifest for those in illusion as material. Therefore, you can think this is a flower. You know, it's my flower, and I can smell it, and I can do what I want with it. But it's still Krishna's potency. The potency of beauty, the potency of fragrance, that's still Krishna's potency. And it's still being served, he's still being served in that capacity by his energies who are manifesting the flower and that fragrance. You understand? The Surup Shakti means in devotional service. No, Krishna is the subject. And the Shakti is the object. We're the instrument. We're always in the third position. There's always the quality that is being appreciated. Right? Then there's the form by which that quality can be appreciated. Then there's the living entity performing the activity, right? Because instrument is connected to the verb, right? Is that activity means they can perform that activity in that field to obtain the quality. So they're always in the third position. They're always servant of the servant. You know what I'm saying? They're never closer than that. So the quality is the subject. The form of it's the object, and then the jiva performs the activity as the verb, as the instrument. So therefore the subject and object come together. To the object, then that quality is obtained. You understand?
Yeah, I just thought the instrument served the subject.
Okay, but then that means you've already accepted the element of rasa there. You know what I'm saying? It means that stage of working with it means there's already faith in what's going there. We're defining it from the tattva of who's in what position. You know what I'm saying? Because the point is this, is that Krishna is responding to... In other words, the subject is responding to the object's approach. So that approach then is done through the verb. So then the instrument is technically serving the object. But the instrument is in contact with the subject. Right? So the subject uses the object, you know, in their interaction with... I mean, subject uses the instrument in their interaction with the object. But the instrument is still the assistant to the object. So two things are going at once. If it's not, if it's all one way, how is it a relationship? So these all things are all going on simultaneously. So the instrument is then used by one, but is serving the other. You know what I'm saying? Like that, because so that way they taste the whole thing. Otherwise, what's your connection? You know what I'm saying? Because the instrument, how is that? How would they? Because the relationships between the subject and object. So how would that be tasted unless you're somehow or another in contact with both? Right. So the subject is the instrument is being used by the subject, but the relationship and perspective of the instrument is through that of the object. Because the instrument has to be in contact with the object, otherwise the result won't be gained. You know what I'm saying? So unless you're dealing, so again, you're a servant of the object. So unless you get the right bungee cord, the right things to connect it, the right clamps, the right measurements, you know, the right situation, the right wind, everything, which is all the object, then the subject or the excitement won't be obtained. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. You know, the cord's too long, the wind's too windy, you know, it's not the right kind of thing that you're jumping off of. You know what I'm saying? You won't attain that. You might attain another quality, fear, maybe, horror, you know, as you jump off and figure out that you have a 100-foot bungee cord, but it's only 30 feet. You know, then you might find out it's something, or you didn't, the claps weren't right, so then therefore they broke. So you did get the right paraphernalia for seeing Krishna as fear, but not as excitement. You know what I'm saying? So in any case, the instrument is serving the object. That's why we think I'm doing this, I'm controlling, because I'm making it all happen. But you're serving the object. So am I controlling the material energy? Is still that material energy is serving Krishna. Like that. We may not be, but material energy is. So we're dealing with it to obtain something. That, and so therefore we're taking part in it. That's the Does that make sense? That's the next stage, because until you know who's in what position, then what you're talking about is then operating at what will be the mood, what will be the relationship there. The first, what I was talking about is who's in what position, what are they doing? What's their position, what's their purpose, what's their function? So that's sambandha. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like the spoon would be serving the subject, and the subject serving the cook.
Yes, because the subject won't be able to means, yeah. In other words, the subji is bringing out the nature of cooking in that individual. That person can also fix a bicycle. But because the subji is there, therefore the person is cooking. So the subji is being served by the spoon by not being burnt, but it's in the contact of the person, the cook, who therefore is controlling it. And in this way, getting what they want from the subji. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the whole thing's all intermesh. So when we philosophy means in here is where we will, one aspect of it is where we'll break it apart into its parts to show exactly what's doing what, because then it takes away our our excitement to be the controller and enjoyer, because then we figure out we're actually not. And only once that's obtained, then you can put it back together and show actually what's the how rasa is working. Because otherwise, as soon as we see rasa, we want to enjoy it and control it. So we have to show, if we want spiritual rasa, then we have to break down material rasa. So we have to break it apart to show how we're not the controller. You know what I'm saying? Because in the spiritual realm, you don't have to do that. That's why dhyan's not important in the spiritual realm. You don't have to break apart the rasa down into elements of tattva so that they'll lose interest in spiritual rasa. Right? Because they already understand Krishna is the Lord and they're serving and the servant of the servant. So all they need to deal with is proper application of that rasa, so it's not rasa vas. That I'm not dealing with the as an instrument you know, with this object in the wrong way, that it's actually dealing with something else. So it's technically the same thing, but there you're dealing with rasa bhas. Rasa or rasa bhas. Here we're dealing with, is it, you know, technically correct or not to get the result? In other words, of all the elements of sambandha in place, that everything's working and everything's going, and therefore then we're activating it and just seeing and then getting the mechanical result. So we're dealing, our tendency is to deal on the masculine aspect of this whole thing, of the sambandha abhidhaya and prayojana. But what we're looking for is the feminine side of it. But we want to be the masculine side and control it to enjoy the feminine. But we're actually feminine. So if we assist in that, the masculine side will automatically be obtained, and we'll be in our proper position, and we will get the actual taste that's meant for us as jivas. Does that make sense? So until we know who's the male and who's the female, then it's no use working on the platform of rasa, because then we'll take it for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's why the tattva is. But once that's clear, then you apply what you're talking about. That's the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah, really quick question.
Really quick question.
When, so by our mood, a proper internal application is not subject by the mood of the other instruments, because as long as we're correcting our, because at every point if we're having a correct consciousness,
means you can be unaffected by the others. But just because they're not behaving properly doesn't mean you can't behave properly and get what the devotional element out of it. You know what I'm saying? They're not behaving properly, or they're an illusion, or they have, you know, their devotional attitude isn't necessarily perfect. But you can still perform your activities properly, and you'll get what you need out of it. They may not be, just like if you're sitting and eating and they're sitting and eating the same thing, but they eat, you eat nicely, they don't, you get benefit, they don't. But it's still the same, everybody's eating. Like that. Is that okay? And your question. You want to know if you use helium, if that will make the head a little lighter or something like that.
No, Raj, I was wondering if, because you were saying that Krishna is just there, he's Amarama, he's just there, and then his energies come and they approach him and then they serve him and then he reciprocates appropriately. But just at least how I see it, that puts Krishna into the passive position while that puts the energies into the active position, and that kind of switches.
No, because as they approach him, then he reciprocates. So the reciprocation is the activity.
But that's like leading and then following. It's like they lead something forward and then...
No, but they're approaching him in something he already has. You have money, therefore I can approach and beg from you. So now, is my begging the cause for your money? You understand?
Yes.
Means if you go and beg, let's say I go up to this rock, my dear rock, you please give me a rupee, and I'm very hungry. Is it real? You understand?
Yeah.
So Krishna already has. He is the reservoir of rasa. Therefore, how you perceive him. So approach here means perceive. So therefore, it is natural going to be activities of affection. So that's how that means the approach, but then he will then interact. Does that make sense?
But we only approach because.
But the point is then it's like this: the masculine element performs an activity, the feminine element responds, right?
Yes.
So then, how that response is, that's how Krishna then reacts again, acts again, and then there'll be a response. So the point is. That means the masculine's acted, the feminine then will respond to the action, right? Will follow, right? You're taking, Krishna takes the first act, step.
Yes.
Then the energy will, follow that by some responsive action, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Then again, by depending upon the responsive action of the energy, then Krishna will act again. You understand?
Yes.
But Krishna's taken the first step. So the point is now, as Krishna's taken the first step, he's created this material world, he's created everything, that you can take up devotional service. Now it's your turn.
I just didn't know what the first step was.
It's all here. You know, you have this wonderful heavy head, and so now what do you do with it? Now Krishna will see and then respond to that. Your voice is already a bit squeaky. If you use helium, then it'll become more squeaky. So I wouldn't use that one. I wouldn't use that as an option. Om Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Unless you kept it in a separate in a balloon.
Well, also, their hydrogen is actually even lighter than helium, but it's excessively flammable. That's why they stopped using it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your head to go up.
Maybe that's how internal combustion happens. People try to get their head lighter.
Could be. Definitely an option. Happen to the, what was it? You know, the Hindenburg. Why can't it happen? To you.